It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Gustav has been downgraded to a tropical depression, but that doesn't mean it's done all its damage. Some 2 million people evacuated from coastal Louisiana. Many of them are riding out the rest of the storm in shelters around the region while others prepare to return home. Kate Archer-Kent is with Red River Radio in Shreveport, Louisiana. That's a public radio station on the campus of Louisiana State University there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin has said that this coastal evacuation, despite a few glitches, was successful, even though there were jammed highways and it was trouble for people. With the storm winding down, what are you hearing about when people get to return?
Well, power is still out and there's a lot of storm debris on the roads. So a few cities like New Orleans, there's still a mandatory evacuation. Residents are being asked to stay away at least one more day so they can make sure it is safe to return. But then everything has to reverse in order. There has to be that reverse flow back into populating the Louisiana coast. Thousands of New Orleans residents, they evacuated by train to Memphis, by bus to Dallas, and then buses here up to Northwest Louisiana. So it's really a massive undertaking right now, and there aren't that many answers, especially in the evacuees I talked to, as to when they can actually go back to their homes.
And I gather that there's a campus gym right near your station where about 800 people are now taking shelter. What about the rest of Shreveport?
Well, it's really hard to pinpoint how many evacuees are in the area. Local officials say 75,000. They throw out that number, but they really don't know because so many people are hunkered down at friends' home, at relatives' homes, and at hotels. All the hotels have been booked for a long time. And then there are all these impromptu shelters that have popped up in churches, in places where there might be some cots. And so they know how many, of course, are at Red Cross shelters, but really how many are at private homes and hotels is really hard to say.
And last night you visited the evacuees that are in the gym there near the radio station. What is similar and what's different this time from when Katrina hit?
Well, it's still an American Red Cross shelter, and so it opened up right away, but it's vastly different from Katrina. When I volunteered at this gym during Katrina, you could see the terror in people's eyes. They were lining up for medical needs. They were lining up trying to find out where FEMA was. They were trying to find their loved ones scattered around the country, and they were really huddled around the TV and trying to get any information flow they could. This time around, you know, they're spread out in their cots. They're playing cards. They're running after their kids, and they're generally much more calm. And I met one man, his name is Marcus Sims, and he was propped up on his elbow, sprawled on his cot, and so he was really making the best of it in this real communal setting, and here's what he had to say.
Some people, they feel like they're degrading themselves by being in the shelter, but I don't feel like that, man. You got to be able for to humble yourself. Some people don't realize that. They feel out of place there, but I don't feel out of place. I feel relaxed. I feel like I'm in Buckingham Palace. I feel happy. You got to thank God for the good, thank Him for the bad.
Well, it suggests that there's a fair amount of relief there, much trouble as the evacuation must have been for these folks.
Yes, they are making the best of it, and they're very thankful for just the basics, like shelter, food, and water.
Kate, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Renee.
Kate Archer-Kent is with Red River Radio. That's the public radio station on the campus of Louisiana State University in Shreveport.